All right, you guys there?
Yes, I'm here.
Adam?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Well, let's begin. Welcome to the call tonight. You guys excited?
Hey, guys.
That's a yes or just a planned pause there?
Sorry about that. I was reading something. Sorry about that. We're
all
in
right.
Oklahoma City right now. We just pulled in, as you guys know, we're driving cross country from Scottsdale to Maine, and this is our second night. So just pulled in about an hour ago.
Excellent. Did you do work across the country, Dad, since you've been driving from Arizona?
Well, I try to meet one person a day, guys. I've always tried to do that, and usually the hotels that we stay at have to be Westons or Sheratons because they're pet friendly. And I work the concierge floor pretty well. I go down there to grab a glass of wine and some hors d'oeuvres, and I always try to meet one person every day. So I've been able to do that so far. But as far as making phone calls from the car, I'll make a couple on schedule appointments that I might have or follow-up calls, but I don't do it a great deal because I don't want, I'm trying to really focus on driving as much as possible.
Right.
It's a long drive. It's a long drive.
Yeah, let's talk about tonight's call. What's the topic of tonight's call, Adam?
A couple of things. We're going to go over what some of our successful reps have in common. So give you guys some different character traits that they have and probably be kind of eye-opening on that. And then also some different activities that I kind of call the slight edge activities for your day-to-day business, things that we do on a regular basis that maybe you're doing, maybe you're not, and maybe you can pick up one or two things that can help you grow your business.
And
awesome.
Before we forget, we do a book of the month or audio of the month, and we all agreed upon the Jim Rohn, that's the last I knew it, the Jim Rohn Network Marketing CD, and you currently can't get them on the Send Out Cards website. They're looking for another supplier, but you can go to audible.com or amazon.com or just go to your iTunes account. I think you can get it for like $1 or $3, and you can download it or they can send you a copy. It's Jim Rohn's, Adam, do you know the exact title?
I want to say How to Build Your Network Marketing Business, but I wouldn't quote me on it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, as you guys are talking, we're going to be, go ahead and talk about something, maybe some announcements, and I'll look for the title so they can write it down.
Okay.
Dad, do you have any announcements or promotions or anything?
Well, I know I have a couple of promotions, Adam, but I don't have them with me because I packed up the car. I know that Jimmy Cohen had a couple people that got promoted, and I don't have them here in front of me, so I'll have to read them next week once I get back to Maine.
Okay.
I do know that I did have one person I just got a text from that made her third consecutive Challenge 100. That's Danielle Hawthorne from Connecticut. Made all three contests, which is pretty awesome, actually, guys. I don't know if anybody else did it or not, but let us know.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. So I know she, I think she quit her job or something, or is she no longer working for the cigar company, and she's going to town to send out cards.
Yeah, well, she's smoking. I know that, so.
The name of the CD is Building Your Network Marketing Business, and you can go right to Amazon.com or iTunes. Again, Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. That's going to be our personal development of the month. Excellent CD to listen to over and over and over again, and then pass on what you learn to other people and get them understanding what network marketing is, the power of it. So.
Yeah, and that was actually suggested by Bob and Ellen out of Concord, Massachusetts, Jeff, to do it on that. So I thought that was a great suggestion, and it's a great CD. So
excellent.
Yeah, okay,
thank you. Any other promotions or do you guys have?
I think we should let's wait until all the people still have another 6 hours. I know we've got a bunch of people that qualified for the Freedom 100, either the red, white, the blue, or a combination of the two or three of them.
So let's wait and do that next week and kind of see how that pans out. So if you guys hit those promotions or you have team members that did, shoot us an email just so we know, so we can recognize you, because otherwise we have to go through the list of people online and try to figure out who's who, and sometimes we don't know who some of your team members are. So let us know if you hit that or had team members that hit that as well.
Excellent. And the other announcement I have is I'm going to be up in June 23rd. I'll be up in Sacramento doing a big event. And you can go there, go to the website to the events, learn more about it, or send me an email. And if you have any people, any guests, or any team members up there, shoot me an email. Let's do an introduction. I'll meet them, you know, that type of thing. So if we can, even better, if we can do a three-way call before I even get out there. That way everybody's on the same page and we can attract a larger crowd. So my email address is teampackard@gmail.com, teampackard@gmail.com, if you have anybody in the Sacramento area.
And welcome back, Adam, from you just did the Treat 'Em Right down in North Carolina. I understand you had about 500 people there.
Yeah, it was a great event. And then Friday night they did a kind of a different kind of a showcase, if you will. It wasn't the usual opportunity presentation and then fast start training. It was like a 2-hour, you know, showcase on send out cards where we showed, you know, how the process works. We showed video cards, we showed big cards, we showed, you know, campaigns, how that works. And then we showed, if you've been online, you've seen the office tour, the video that they put together of how the production works.
Awesome.
Had a, you know, a couple messages from Cody and Joe and, you know, of course, a bunch of speakers, and Sam Robinson from The Office was there, and Eric Worre did a bunch, kind of emceed the event, and Jordan spoke, and DeMar, and it was just a really, really good event. At the end of it, it was like, man, I'm glad we're going to be doing it this way. It's just so much more effective, I think, and really gets the message across about the company. So, and then the event Saturday was really good. So it's good to be back and getting back to work here.
Well, what are we talking about tonight? How are we going to start off? These are the characteristics that our top distributors have?
Yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, looking at our top, some of the top reps and send out cards. And I actually went outside of our group as well. We're not going to name any names tonight, but we're just going to talk about what some similarities are that some people have that have built large organizations. And maybe this could be helpful for you out in the field as you're talking to people, maybe as you're qualifying people a little bit. This might help you out. The first couple of traits that I found out that they're already entrepreneurs, where they have a large list. They also have a good reputation. They already know the industry. They've been in the industry. Maybe they are already in a company, but they're not really happy with the company they're with. They won't tell you, but you know, there might be looking elsewhere if you were to present it in the right fashion. Large sphere of influence. They're an influencer. Maybe I have one person that has never done a gift account in my organization, yet they have two executives in their group. They've simply referred me to the right people. Strong family values, good values. I was, you know, listening to something earlier. There's no such thing as business ethics. You either have ethics or you don't. You know, those are some of the traits. I'll let you guys kind of talk about some more, but you probably have some of the similarities that I do, or you want to touch upon some of the ones I just talked about.
Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, I had a couple of things I wrote down. Influence was one of them that I see not only, you know, some of my most successful distributors, but a lot of successful distributors just in general and send out cards. They have influence over others, you know, just meaning that they can pick up the phone and they have that relationship already built in. So they don't need to try to convince someone to get to the website or take a look at it. The stronger the relationship, and maybe, not just influence, they just have really strong relationships. The stronger and the more relationships they have to begin with, the faster the success that they have. And, you know, if you don't have that many contacts and you don't have that great of relationships with them, not to say you can't be successful in this business, but, you know, like any business, you know, the better relationships you have, I think it's going to just help you get to a better start. I see that the leaders, the people that are the influencers and the leaders and the successful people are always at the events. You know, whether or not they've been to, you know, 50 Treat 'Em Rights before or not, they still go. They never feel like they've learned everything. They're always growing in that area, and they're always trying to figure out how to be better versus, you know, living in the past and trying to, you know, not getting any better as a network marketer.
Now, it's interesting. When we were driving today, and Mom and I were doing this exercise, and we were, you know, we were talking about different distributors, and again, we're not going to mention names, but, and then we said, okay, what do these people share? I mean, these people are very successful in the business. What are some of the values that they share? And more times than not, it seems like most of our really successful distributors are have a spiritual base, that this is something that, you know, they draw a lot of strength from, and I would have to agree with that. I think the other thing that they are is that they love a challenge, and they accept a challenge, and they go after it, whether it be a sales contest or whether it would be to, you know, a promotion level or whatever it might be. Again, I had the normal things that you guys had, attending events, staying connected. I think that's so important. And it's and sometimes you get away from that. I know that, guys, I mean, for a while there, I didn't listen to Jordan's call. And all of a sudden I put it down as one of my action plans. I need to get back on the calls. Now I listen to them eventually. I mean, you can go back to the website. So I don't think I've... but now I listen to them live rather than, you know, go back to the website the next day. I just made it part of my routine. So the other thing that I notice is that people really, they're a product of the product. I know we say that all the time. But the real good distributors, they know how to put in QR codes into a card, and they do so. And they send out gifts on a regular basis. And I was glad to see, Adam, that you said that the Friday night training, I know that you did a portion of it, right, on QR codes. Wasn't that one of the things that you did?
Yep.
And I just think people are a product of the product, and they use the, they send out a lot of cards. So that was some of the things I came up with. I'll let you go ahead now, Jeff.
Well, I mean, another one is a speaker. Do you know any speakers that are, you know, that are in your world or other people's worlds? You know, Todd Falcone was sent out a card. Jordan met him at a seminar that he was at. And then I think Todd called him back because Jordan put his picture on the front of the card, and he was pretty amazed how he did that. And he showed him how the program works. He goes, yeah, this is cool. I have to have it. And then he sends out a couple DVDs to this top real estate couple that's in Todd's sphere of influence. And they sign up, and then they have David Fry in their organization. You know, there's just so many small little traits or little nuggets that we can all gather from that. I mean, they were, you know, again, I shouldn't use a lot of names, but, you know, they were already understood network marketing, or they were actually like in the real estate business, but they didn't have any residual income. They knew they wanted to have that part in their portfolio. So you don't have to, if you have to convince people, to get into your business, you're going to have to convince them to send cards out, to show people how the program works, and convince them to sponsor people. And you're better talking to people that already get it.
I don't know if I would say that, and I'm just disagreeing a little bit, I don't know if I would say that that's a common trait among, you know, successful network marketers, that they already get and understand or have been involved in network marketing, because we were not involved in network marketing. And there's a lot of people in send out cards that have never been in network marketing that do very well. And so I think, yes, they understand residuals, but being in other companies or something, I don't think that's going to be a precursor for someone that's going to have success in our business. I think it's nice to, you know, to have some experience in knowing that, okay, this is a way to create residual income. But, you know, just the flip side of that, Jeff, would be someone that maybe came from another company, or they've come from 10 other companies, and they carry a lot of baggage with them about, okay, this is another network marketing. You know, I haven't made any money in any of the other ones. Why is this one going to be different? So even though they get it and they understand, doesn't mean that they're going to be successful. It's nice to know that they understand the business model, but I believe that people can be successful in network marketing without having any past experience whatsoever.
Well, if you look at us, what traits did we have in common?
Well, I think we're all entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we're all entrepreneurs. Adam, would it be fair to say we were hungry financially?
Yeah, we were in a place where we were looking for something, but I mean, I wasn't. I mean, you say we're all entrepreneurs. I was kind of a wannabe entrepreneur. I definitely didn't have any success in having my own business before starting Send Out Cards.
I guess I was an entrepreneur.
I think you were brought up in that environment, Adam. So I think you're a product of your environment.
And Adam, you were just getting into the personal development.
I think we were all students of personal growth, and I think that helped us tremendously. And I think even, you know, it's interesting, guys. When I had my own copier business, it was somewhat similar to network marketing in that I hired a lot of people, and I got a percentage of a lot of things that those people did, and there was a residual value built in because I had the. As you guys know, I was in the copier business, and I had the toner and the developer and the supply business as well as the service business. So I was used to a residual income coming in every single month. I think in this business we're selling the fact that we're selling freedom to people as much as anything, and I think that's what we all had. We all wanted to, you know, to do something and be our own person and not have to push a time clock type of thing. So,
well, it gave us the ability to dream. I mean, once you get into a business like this, I mean, you're looking for the people that dream, that have big goals, that have goals, that talk about besides working for someone else for 30 or 40 years, you know, they want to do something for themselves. I mean, these are all little qualifying questions that you can ask. I mean, have you ever thought about doing something for yourself or owning your own business? Yeah, I've thought about it, but I've never really done it. Well, and that would be a perfect opportunity to talk about your business. Or, you know, Adam, they might not have had any success in network marketing, but I'd love to know what they think they know about the network marketing business. Have they ever been involved in a network marketing business? I mean, my first person I sponsored is in network marketing, and he's done very well. So, I mean, I think you got to – I mean, the product has to resonate with the person, and the mission of the company has to resonate with the person. But I like asking those little qualifying questions because – I might get some, you know, wisdom from them that I can use in my presentation.
Yeah, I think you have to talk about somebody's their dreams and guys, once you get out of college, when you're young, you have all these dreams and ambitions, and then you go to work and you realize, for the most part, when you go to work, you realize that you're limited in how much money you can make. There's only so many hours in the day, and sometimes your dreams just get suppressed, and that you. You know, and all of a sudden you just say, well, I really didn't need that extra house, or I don't need that fancy car, or I don't need this particular trip. And I think this business gets you dreaming again, because all of a sudden now you get around people that are making a few extra bucks per month, and they're utilizing those few extra bucks to do the things that they, that some of the dreams that they had. So I think this is a great business to have those dreams resurface. And I've said many, many times on calls that this business really gave me a new lease on life. All of a sudden you start dreaming again because of this. And so I think one of the characteristics that you find in people is that, you know, they want something better. And this is just a perfect tool. And I say this, I mean, network marketing, product, I think is a tremendous product. But it's a tool that allows somebody to dream again and to reach the goals that they want.
I definitely think too, the people that are successful definitely get the vision and get the big picture of where it's going, and I think they get that from getting to like the convention and the Freedom Rights and getting around other successful people. So I think they not only do they get the vision, but they share it with their new people and their prospects that they're talking to, and they also surround themselves with the right people. You know, like I know when Bart got into this business, Jeff, you know, he went to every Freedom Right. You know, he was around us and everybody else and just stayed connected and stayed plugged in. And that's something that I think successful people do is they know what they don't know, and they attach themselves to people that do know, and then they figure it out as they go.
That is so key. It's all about staying around the right type of people that have the good attitudes and people that will encourage you and, you know, take care of you and want your success as much as they want their own success. And I think that's why network marketing, we attract a different, you know, the network marketing, you can't, is not right for everyone, but it could benefit everyone. It could benefit all. And what I mean by that is it just makes you into a better person. And, you know, you help other people out get what they want. You have everything in life which you want. And, you know, you come across the standpoint, how can I serve you? What are your needs? What are your desires? And you're in the business of, like you said earlier, you're in the dream building business. You're providing their dreams. You're giving them a vehicle to do that by serving them first. And that's the best part about that. Even with our product, you find out how it could help other people out. If they complain about not staying in touch with their family or their relatives or their friends or whatever the case may be, or their business associates, you know, you find that need and you fill it. And then obviously they'll see from that standpoint that you're coming from, and they're either going to do business with you or they're going to see the type of person you really are, that you are there to help and serve.
Well,
that's what I like
most about
this.
It's a different type of business, Jeff. Zig Ziglar says it best, but, you know, you can get what you want by helping other people get what they want. And this business is certainly that type of business, in that the only way that you become successful in this business is by helping other people. And that is so foreign to corporate America. I mean, most companies, you know, you're up against the other person for the promotion, and you're kind of, when that person gets it over you, you're bitter about it, you know. In this business, it's entirely different. You're happy for somebody. You know what they had to do to get to that level. And so it's a different type of business, and then I think it attracts a different type of person. So I think that the person that you try to attract in this business is a person that that likes other people, and that comes across with your leaders. And I think in this business, you really become a student of the profession. And this is a different business. You can't read the same, you know, managerial books and things in that line. It's a different type of a business, and you have to become a student of this business. And I think the best leaders that we have are they're a student of the profession of this called network marketing. And I think it's one of those things where, you know, you're on your own. I think the leaders that we have in this group, they hold themselves accountable. And Emerson says that we need somebody. Emerson says we need somebody to make us do the things we're capable of doing, and you have to hold yourself accountable on a daily basis. And
Further yourself along? You know, what are you doing to further your Send Out Cards business along? What are you doing each day to grow your business? What are you doing each day to grow yourself? And it's a process. I mean, you're not going to notice the difference in 30 days or even a year. But if, you know, you could 10 years from now, if you do something every single day to work on yourself or your business, you're going to master your craft. But most people don't see it because we live in that instant oatmeal world, you know, the drive-through to get your your lunch real quickly. You know, people are just, you know, that instant gratification, they don't see it. And it takes a time. It takes a process. I love, that Jeff Roberti interview. Jeff Roberti is the top paid network marketer in the world. He's made about $70 million in commissions. He'll be the first one to make $100 million in commissions. And you can go to his interview at networkmarketingpro.com. That's Eric Worre's website. But I love that he stayed the course. He's been in his business for 17 years, and he didn't veer away from, you know, just staying the course and doing something day in, day out. And that is a perfect testimony. If you listen to those interviews, that's what you're going to get from it, that he's just very basic, very easy, does something every single day to grow his business and grow his people. And it's just brilliant. If you're willing to just put in the effort and put in the work, and like Adam says, stay the course, I mean, you can really do some amazing things in your life, not only just in your network marketing business, but just in your life in general. Like, Dad, I'll give you an example. You've been going to the gym and working out, and you've lost 50 pounds, and people are just amazed. But did that happen? I mean, you've tried diets. You've tried working out here and there and, you know, month in, month here, month there. But until you actually committed and actually did it for, you know, set period of time, you started seeing the results. So it took time.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You can draw an awful lot of analogies. In fact, I'm in the process of drawing a lot of analogies of losing weight and building a network marketing business. It'll be an interesting talk to have some night. because you do reach a point where all of a sudden you're still working and nothing's happening. And you're going, my God, what do I do? I'm working day after day after day, and I'm not losing any weight. And you just continue to do the same things. I do know action conquers fear. You just keep on going. Then all of a sudden you do have a breakthrough. So.
But, and you just do it.
Just, yeah, and I mean, also I think you guys would agree too, the people that are successful in this business, they definitely put the work into it. It's, I think a lot of people get into network marketing and it's a lot of people think that it's, it's not a get rich quick, but at the same time, you're going to get in, you're going to make money right away, and you're going to make thousands of dollars. You don't need to do that much work, and you can just post a link on Facebook or email your friends, and your first five people you talk to say no, and that was your experience in network marketing. But the people that are successful are the ones that stick with it. They put in the work, and even in the beginning, they're working their tail off, and they might not see the results of it, but they keep working.
I
think that's...
You definitely have to be a visionary in this business. You definitely have to, look at the long haul. And I love the thing that people say a lot of times, where only people at the top make the money. Well, yeah, that's true. Because they're the ones that have survived and the ones that have worked it. I had somebody the other day tell me that, yeah, you guys, you make a lot of money, Jim. And I go, I remember when my first check was at $2.17, guys. The only reason my check is where it is at today is because I have not given up. I just do daily disciplines every single day. I stay the course, and I love that, Ed. I don't know how you came up with that name, but that was brilliant. I've heard it on TV even, so I, but, yeah, in fact, the guy I interviewed last night when the Dallas beat Miami.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, Dirk.
Yeah, and he talked about staying the course. I said, my God, Adam, you got to him. He must have read your book.
You know, your business, it's really important. Your business won't grow, your checks won't grow if you don't talk to people and your team won't talk to people. So, I mean, you have the choice. You either go and talk to people or you don't. There's that interview again from Jeff Roberti. There's a rumor that he's made a million calls. And I don't know if it's true or not, but what if it was true? And I was just reading this other book that this one guy is making $1.5 million a year, and he talks to 25 people a day. The question is, I asked someone the other day, I said, would you talk to 25 people a day about your product or service to make $1.5 million a year? And she asked me, well, who would I talk to? I said, does it really matter who you talk to make $1.5 million a year? She goes, yeah, I get your point. I go, think about it. So, I mean, you can find the people. You just need to go out and talk to them. Share your story. I mean, we get paid to share our story. That's all you do. We all have a story. You say, well, it's not the same as Jim, Jeff, or Adams. Crap. That's crap. Your story is unique, and it's unique for you. It's going to attract the right people in your business, in your life. Just go out there and share your story.
That'd be a great assignment for all of us to just create our own story, just to, put it on paper, put it down, because that's, you're absolutely, when you do meet with somebody, you're sharing your story with them. And that's exactly what you're doing, Jeff. So I think we should, maybe spend some time on or share stories some night. But the other characteristic that I think that that every great leader has, guys, is that they, and I think it's so important, is that you do the right thing all the time. And I think Jordan is a great example of that. In that you do the right thing all the time. I mean, there's like I think you may have mentioned at the beginning, Jeff, it has something to do with business ethics, right?
Yeah. Either, there's no such thing as business ethics.
That's right.
You either have ethics or you don't.
Yeah, you do it right all the time, and I think that's so important for a leader to lead by example, no matter if it's a contest they're running, the event you go to, or whatever it might be. And guys, we're not that far away from convention now. We're within what? How many days? Do you know?
Yeah, I can. Hold on 1 second. I can find
30,
it.
40 days. Gosh almighty, it's 60 days away, something like that. My goodness gracious. I mean, you want to be at that convention. You want to get the promotion level obviously to get on that stage. So if you haven't done so, make every effort to do so. So and I can't wait to Las Vegas this year. That's going to be awesome. So, and leaders attend to events. You find a way to get there. So.
Yep.
But, exactly. Guys, I don't believe it. I just looked up. I think we're out of time. So.
I'll tell you exactly. Yeah, 63 days, 22 hours, 29 minutes, and 36 seconds.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, so now. Tomorrow night, where are we heading tomorrow night, Sherry? Tomorrow night we'll be in St. Louis. So if anybody's in St. Louis, give us a call. Last time we were in St. Louis, we met Bart. He met us at our hotel room, and we ordered pizza into the room. So, but now we'll have a salad this year. But anyway, guys, with that, I'm just going to say I'm going to go have a glass of wine and relax this evening, and because we hit the road again tomorrow. So,
all right, safe travels.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, good night, Adam. Good night, Jeff.
Take care, guys.
Hey, have a good night. We'll talk to you all next week.
All right. Good night, everybody.
See you guys.